John, what was it?
Contaminated ice in drinks is my tip, boys.
Can you have contaminated ice, can you?
I think you can, and I've heard of it before in the, around the pub trade.
Ah, okay. Righto. I wonder whether they looked at the ice.
Hmm.
Has anyone checked that article for ice? I haven't, I'm not seeing ice. John, we'll put it. That's on the list. Ice. Leon.
The water that they drank had been left idle in the fridge for some months prior.
Because water can go off. It can
that's
go
right.
off. Righto. Yeah. He says water. Tony, what do you reckon it is?
What was it, John? I reckon it was the umpiring.
Yeah.
That'll make anyone vomit, won't it?
It was the umpiring. Had the game. The only problem is the game hadn't started. Maybe, Tony, it was the prospect of the umpiring.
Yeah, that'll be
what they thought the umpiring was going to be like. Lana.
I was sick for a whole week like that just previously. The only thing I brought it down to was the bottled water that we were drinking. I drank and nobody else drinks.
Lana, thank you very much. 20 years ago, the same thing happened somewhere in Victoria, and they did with mass collapses and the like, and they checked everything, the air condition, absolutely everything. For two bottles of the Bortley Woodfired Eastcote Shiraz, sorry to be giving it away in this context, the authorities came to the conclusion, Glenn, that it was what?
Mass hysteria.
It was at Tullamarine Airport. Can you look it up, someone, how long ago that was? At Tulla, and they did every test known to man and concluded that all these people had complained of the same symptoms and collapsed due to mass hysteria.
You say 20 years ago, nearest the pin. I say 10.
You say 10. Right. Because I'm going to look up mass hysteria Tullamarine Airport and we'll get a date for it. Glenn, stay on the line. We would love to hear from someone who was at the MCG to say, righto, if the... It was 14 years ago.